Well, the saying is, nice guys finish last.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that's not always true. Sometimes they don't even get to finish dinner before their date ducks out on you for a hotter guy.
That's accurate.
Ouch.
Sorry for the low blow there, Jessica, but that is what she did to a great dude that she was with named Vince. She had to leave early to go meet up with another guy. And what happened? Other guy no-showed.
Karma. And the thing is, Jeffrey, if you liked Vince more, you would have booked his date second.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
My initial,
you wouldn't have put him first.
Because you could have ended the night no matter what.
But she went in with those low expectations. So, Jessica, I want you to know we are going to try our very best here. But even though we're enjoying ourselves, we have another phone call book with a possibly better, hotter listener in 10 minutes. So we're going to try and make this quick, okay?
All right. But really, really, please, if we can not tell him about the other date.
Okay. So why did you leave then? I mean, we're going to have to tell him something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Family emergency.
Right. Like, admit it's a family emergency and we just met. He doesn't have to know those details.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's the detail? Grandpa's sick? Like,
she said he didn't have to know the details.
He doesn't need to know.
But what if he asks? Like, oh, my God, family emergency. Is everyone okay? What do we say?
None of your business.
Oh, wow. Okay. Don't you talk about my family.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. We'll get defensive.
We're
going to
aggressive and vague.
Aggressive and vague. I like it. Yeah. This is gonna go well, Jessica.
All right. So, we're ready. We're gonna dial Vince's phone number. Try and get your second date update. Here we go.
Aggressive and vague.
Hello.
Hey, is this Vince?
This is him. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. My name's Jeff. I'm from a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
What's up?
Okay.
Awkward.
There was awkward silence. I freaked out. I'm sorry.
Just say hello.
Okay.
Hey, Vince, we're all here.
What's going on? This is awkward.
It's a segment. Yep. It is an awkward segment that we do. It's called a second date update. We're calling on behalf of one of our listeners who went out on a date with you. Her name's Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She really liked you.
Really?
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem like she liked you because she left the date in such a hurry, but that's just one of the things that she does when she really likes a guy. She gets nervous. She gets nervous and panics and leaves.
Oh, freaked out.
That does make sense.
It's a problem.
Oh, so she told you guys what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she gave us a little recap of it. And she
actually felt bad about it?
Yeah.
I mean, she told us she didn't want to have to leave, but she didn't really have a choice.
Family emergency.
Okay. I don't know. I just kind of doubt that's really the case.
What?
I mean, she texted you later, she said, just to let you know that she was, like, still interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. She did text me later. She wanted to, like, meet back up.
Yeah.
Right. But... And we heard you texted back kind of snarky, just LOL.
Yeah, I mean, I said that because it seemed like she had better things to do and she had somewhere else more important to be. Like, we were having a great time. We were eating and she pretty much ended it in the middle of us eating and left.
Yeah, but that's not really fair to her because it could have been something that was totally out of her control.
Oh, really? So, I mean, you guys talked to her. So what did she say was out of her control?
She made a commitment that she had to follow through on.
Yep.
Okay, this sounds really general and vague, but...
Yeah, do you have a problem with that?
Yeah! We got families!
Vague and aggressive.
I don't know, I just mean it's kind of hard to believe, considering the way that it sort of ended. Like,
wait,
I don't know, I just feel like...
So are you saying that you think she's lying?
Yeah, 100... Well, I mean, this is the thing, like... And, you know, I'll be completely honest with you guys, but I've had some trust issues from the past and everything when we were talking seemed pretty good, the way that everything sounded and she seemed pretty straightforward. But my trust issues kind of came into play and I just wanted to sort of see like where her head was at. So I actually had one of my closest friends who is, you know, he's basically a model, but he is a model and looks, you know, really good looking dude. And so he actually matched with her. Uh-oh. And I had asked him like, you know, why don't you schedule sort of like a date for the same day?
What? Oh
I know this is crazy, and you know this is like putting it all out there, but this is kind of why I feel so just really disappointed.
Hold on a second. So you already knew about the other date that she had scheduled?
Yeah, so he reached out, and she already had a date scheduled with me.
Dude,
you set a trap for her.
Well, I didn't know that, to be honest, she would be that thirsty to hop on it the same day.
You had a model that matched with you and wanted to go out the same night, you're not telling me that you wouldn't book her still?
I actually would have just canceled the other date and gone out with the model.
Yeah. Or you two dates.
I mean,
because then it kind of just felt like a pity date, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like this.
That's low, man. I just think that you're missing an opportunity. Like, if you could give her some grace here, you may actually find somebody who you really connect with and like.
The reason why I put the test out there was because she put on her profile, she's tired of the games, she's looking for something really meaningful, and I felt like we were aligning really well. I did, and that was why I was like, before I even, how serious are you? Or are you just another girl who puts it on her profile but really just wants to, you know?
I feel like maybe there is some truth to what she's saying there, because she clearly wants to connect with you because she's actually on the other line listening this entire time.
Well, that doesn't help trust issues.
Oh, man, there's more.
Yeah, she wants to talk to you right now, man.
Wait, she's listening to this whole thing?
Yeah, don't you trust her now? She's right there. Oh. Jessica?
Hi.
Awkward.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
How's it going, Jessica?
Not great. I feel really bad that I couldn't figure out like what I needed to do in that moment and make a better choice, but I feel really bad for you and those trust issues and the mind games, and that's a lot.
There's so much on both sides. I think you both just hang up before we even get into this.
What? No, I want to hear it.
It's just too much, you know?
I'm not embarrassed at all what I did. If anything, I feel like it gave me clarity on sort of where you stand and what you're looking for. And I get it. I get why you're feeling bad. But, at the end of the day, you could have easily just not gone on that date, or you could have canceled it, whatever. Yeah. You chose to do that. That's totally fine. You were set up. I know that's a little embarrassing, but we don't have to waste each other's time.
I don't think that you can gauge in one date like what someone's all about and if they're really serious. I owed you nothing. And I feel bad that I couldn't make the choice, because I don't know. I wish I'd been more decisive, but I can be decisive right now and tell you that absolutely we don't need to bother with it, because those mind games, I'm not interested.
Whoa.
You're already cutting it off now?
I can totally appreciate that. And to be honest, if it wasn't for the fact that you texted me back after you were stood up asking to hang out again, like that same night, I totally would have met up for a second date, because, I did feel a little about it. But the fact that you texted me back right away just kind of showed
It showed that I was into you. I didn't want to be the one not showing up. I didn't want to be the no-show, because that sucks, and I know what that feels like. So for whoever the other guy was, I didn't want to be that person. And when he didn't show up, I was relieved, and I was like, cool, maybe Vince is still down. Maybe I can fix this.
Ooh.
This is messy.
You guys are both making
points. Dude, that's a valid point on Jessica's part.
I can see where she's coming from, and she's probably obviously like she said, not interested, which is totally fine. I honestly don't have any hard feelings toward her. If I saw Jessica in the street and we said hello and talked, great.
You just sound a little aggressive still.
Yeah. You guys should just go out and let your guards down a little bit.
Jessica, are you not going to apologize to Vince for ditching out in the middle of the date?
Why would she need to apologize? She ended the date, paid for half the dinner. It was the end of it. It's not like she'd left in the middle. He should apologize for her.
Vince did apologize. He was like, I'm sorry if I set you up for the trap, but you were the one that scheduled another date right after me. Oh, it's not a real enough apology?
No, he didn't mean it at all. He said, I'm proud of what I did.
What's this male model friend up to, anyways? Yeah.
I haven't heard of Jessica apologize once.
I don't feel like I need to apologize.
Yeah.
I did not lie to him. I told him I needed to go. Well, I didn't owe him anything.
Yeah, and it's not your fault, Jessica, that his friend was hotter.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about the friend being hotter, you guys.
Kidding.
It sounds like we're not going to be able to get another date out of this for anybody, but did we at least learn an important life lesson from it all?
That online dating is a waste of time.
Oh!
No, close. This show is a waste of time.
Oh!
But you know what? Thanks for playing.
Okay, that one hurt.